Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I am so glad you're here. When you have a moment, pop over to my new website, gracefox.com, to find numerous resources designed to bring hope, courage, and transformation through God's Word. Subscribe to my updates to receive free, faith-focused printables, and pre-order my new book, Names of God, Living Unafraid. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Isaiah 40:11.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Isaiah 40:11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. The names of God make a fascinating study because they reveal much about his character. One of his names is Yahweh Rohi, which means, "The Lord is my shepherd." The 23rd Psalm is perhaps one of the most beloved passages about God, our shepherd, but the Bible contains other less familiar verses on the same theme, Isaiah 40:11 being one of them. This has become my go-to verse when I'm tired or frustrated or afraid. Let me explain why. Within the context, these words were given to the Israelites when they returned to their homeland after being exiled in Persia. God wanted to remind them that He had not broken His covenant of love with them. He was still their shepherd, and He would lovingly care for them as His sheep. This verse holds true for all who are in relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Because Yahweh Rohi is our shepherd, He takes responsibility for our well-being. Like today's verse says, He tends to His flock. Tending includes providing for us. He knows what our needs are, and He sees to it that our needs are met. This goes beyond physical and material needs. For instance, when we need guidance in decision-making, Yahweh Rohi leads us on the best pathway for our life. When we need wisdom in a difficult relationship, He shows us what to do. He gives us patience when we need to wait and perseverance when we need to press forward. He gives us courage when we face frightening circumstances. Yahweh Rohi gives us everything we need to live victoriously. Tending also includes rescuing us when we become cast. What is that, you ask? Well, a sheep sometimes becomes cast when it lies down and makes itself comfortable. So it might roll a bit from side to side to form a comfortable sheep-sized cavity in the dirt, but suddenly, whoop, its center of gravity goes off balance and the animal flips onto its back. Sometimes a cast sheep bleats for help and flails its legs in the air, but sometimes it just lies there quietly. Either way, the animal is helpless and vulnerable to its natural predators. Circulation slows to the limbs and gases build up in the stomach. Death comes quickly unless the shepherd finds the animal, sets it back on its feet, and massages its legs to restore blood flow. So, how might we become caste? Well, we fall into negative habits and behaviors and we get stuck there. Or we succumb to temptations that leave us feeling ashamed, so we isolate ourselves from community. Or we encounter serious challenges that keep coming and coming like waves on a seashore, leaving us with not a moment to catch our breath. Some of us might lie there quietly hoping someone will come alongside and help, but some of us flail about unsure of what to think and do to get out of that precarious position. When we call on God, our shepherd, he comes to our rescue and sets us back on our feet. He convicts us of wrongdoing and gently leads us back to the right path. He cleanses us from sin and removes our shame and sets us back in community where we can best flourish. He comforts us through his word or gentle whispers when circumstances leave us feeling battered and weary. Yahweh Roi tends his flock, but he also cares for the individual lambs by gathering them in his arms and carrying them close to his heart. Real-life sheep frighten easily. A loud noise or even a shadow can put them in a panic. But everything changes when the shepherd shows up. His presence and voice calm the animals. Imagine then how a weak or vulnerable lamb would feel when the shepherd stoops down and scoops it up and holds it safe in his arms. There would be no place more secure or desirable for that little one to be. This is a picture of God's nearness to those who feel weak or vulnerable or afraid. He's not a God who stands afar off, watching us try to figure things out from a distance. He is here and caring and holds us close to his heart. There's no place more secure or desirable for us to be. Finally, a good shepherd gently leads those that have young. He never pushes them from behind or forces them to move at a pace that would cause injury, and neither would Yahweh Roi do that to us. Day by day, he goes before us, mindful of our weaknesses and frailties, aware of our desperate need for his help, and he's eager to give it. Yahweh Roi, what a beautiful name for our beautiful Savior and Shepherd who loves us more than words can express. Let's pray. Yahweh Roi, we praise you today for being a wise, good, and strong shepherd who cares for us so deeply. Thank you for tending to our needs and coming to our rescue when we're cast. Thank you for gathering us in your arms and holding us close to your heart and for gently leading us day by day. There is no better place to be than in your care. Help us nestle, not wrestle, close to your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.